less than 24 hours away from what Trump has coined Liberation Day. There's going to be tons of tariffs and impacts in ways that many people really didn't really consider before. I was talking with another gentleman before who makes beer koozies out of hockey pucks, and he brought up a really interesting point that, you know, we get all of our product from Canada for this. This is going to be a huge impact for us. And it got me thinking, well, how else is this going to be affecting the hockey community, which is so large in Western New York? So I guess from your standpoint, what are you guys seeing?
Well, every year there are price increases in our industry. Unfortunately, this year is no different. We have been notified that there will be price increases, especially on the newest product coming out. As far as such as other businesses using the knickknacks such as pucks like that, there are other sources. You don't have to get everything from Canada. Unfortunately, our hockey equipment, yes, does come from Canada and the United States, and there's stuff made in China. So we're going to feel all the effects of certain products going up in price, but not everything. So when people say, oh, everything's going to go up in price, it's not a straight, you know, increase in price on everything. So it may be just on the current or the newest product coming out, and the current products might stay the same price. That's generally how it works. But that's kind of yet to be seen until the newest product hits the market. That hits in July. But, yeah, we've been notified that there will be some price increases for sure.
As far as the infrastructure for factories for hockey equipment in the United States, I mean, is there even a strong network here to solely rely on U.S.-made products?
I'd love to see product made in the U.S., but I think that price would really jump in price. Right now, a lot of product is obviously 99% of the product is made overseas. Nothing's made in the U.S., as far as hockey goes. It's all imported from China, Thailand, Indonesia, and other countries.
And moving forward from here, I guess for anybody who's maybe trying to look for some hockey equipment, what are some things that they should be aware of moving forward with these tariffs?
Well, shopping here at Great Skate, you are going to get the lowest price. So even if a price goes up, if we can hold the price, we're going to hold the price. We're a staple in Western New York for over 50 years, and people know if they want to get a deal on equipment, they're always going to shop here because we always have the best price. We always have inventory, and we always look to get a deal so we can pass a deal on to the customers as well. So honestly, shopping at Great Skate, shopping local, I think that's where you're going to capitalize rather than shopping corporate or online. You could definitely find better advantages shopping local and the best price and inventory. That's most important.
All right. And then just to wrap it up with the final question here, is there anything about this maybe I didn't ask or something that you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
No, I think every year, as we know, I mean, I know a big deal is being made about tariffs, which is totally understood. But every year things do go up. Prices were going to go up regardless if there's tariffs. I mean, the manufacturers go up every year. For example, skates, if they were $499 last year, well, this year that skate is going to come to you, the new skate at $529.99. So everything does go up every year. I mean, this is just a reason for people, you know, our manufacturers, you know, maybe to raise some prices to earn a little more profit. But here at Great Skate, we like to keep things steady. People know coming in here, they're always going to get the best price, service, and selection. And our inventory is excellent, and it's not going to change.